Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. All I can say is, wow, what a news day when it comes to Democrats understanding this week will be the worst week for the Biden crime family. And so what do they do now? They come out and send a letter to Donald Trump from Jack Smith announcing that he is now the target of a new indictment. On Tuesday morning, President Trump released the following statement saying that the Biden Department of Justice has informed his legal team that he is an official target of their investigation into efforts to undo his loss in the 2020 election. Trump's words, wow, exclamation point. On Sunday night, while I was with my family, having just arrived from the Turning Point event in Florida, where I won the straw poll against all of the Republican candidates with 85.7%, with all polls showing me leading in the Republican primary by very substantial numbers, almost everyone predicted that I will be the Republican nominee for president. And as I am leading Democrat Joe Biden in the polls by a lot, horrifying news for our country was given to me by my attorneys. Deranged Jack Smith, the prosecutor with Joe Biden's Department of Justice, sent a letter again. It was Sunday night, stating that I am, all caps, a target of the January 6th grand jury investigation and giving me a very short 4 days to report to the grand jury, which almost always means an arrest and indictment. So now, Joe Biden's Attorney General Merrick Garland, who I turned down for the United States Supreme Court, in retrospect, he says in parentheses, based on his corrupt and unethical actions, a very wise decision. He then says, together with Joe Biden's Department of Injustice, have effectively issued a third indictment and arrest of Joe Biden's number one political opponent, who is largely dominating him in the race for the presidency. Nothing like this has ever happened in our country before, or even close. They illegally spied on my campaign. By the way, that is a fact. They attacked me with a totally fake dossier. Again, Donald Trump saying that, it's absolutely a fact. That was funded by Hillary Clinton's campaign. That's also a fact. And the Democratic National Committee. He is correct. They impeached me twice. I won. They failed on the Mueller witch hunt. No collusion. All of what Donald Trump just put down is accurate. They failed on the Russia hoax. The 51 intelligence agents lied. It was a fraud. He's not telling you a lie, folks. Everything so far Donald Trump has said is based in fact. The FBI Twitter files. Yes, he's right about that. They were colluding. The DOJ Facebook censorship. Donald Trump is correct on that. And every other scam, he writes, imaginable. But on top of all that, they have now effectively indicted me three times. The DOJ staffs and runs the DA office in Manhattan, with a probable fourth coming from Atlanta, where the DOJ are in strict and possibly illegal coordination with the district attorney, whose record on murder and other violent crimes is abysmal. This witch hunt is all about election interference, Donald Trump says, and a complete and total political weaponization of law enforcement. It is a very sad and dark period for our nation. Now, let me remind you also who is in charge of these indictments. There is a guy, Special Counsel Jack Smith. Jack Smith was picked by Merrick Garland to cover his AWS for the illegal activities that he has been involved in my opinion. Let's also remember the debacle of a prosecution of Bob McDonnell, reversed 9-0 by the Supreme Court. We also know that he was involved in the IRS targeting of conservatives. Yes, the same Jack Smith. We know that Jack Smith is political. His wife, in fact, is a big Joe Biden donor. We also know that his wife produced a Michelle Obama documentary and an Anti-Citizens United film. Jack Smith is one of the most hardcore radical socialists that you can get. And he's now in charge and being the special prosecutor. Now, the question that we have to ask, and I mentioned it a moment ago, but I'm going to dive into this, is this at this point nothing more than election interference? I think it's very clear that it is. They can't get him on Russia collusion. They can't come up with other lies to go against him. Actually, they will. They might by the election day. But right now, what they've decided is, look, the easiest way to get rid of the president of the United States of America, a guy by the name of Donald Trump, is just to get rid of him before anyone ever has a chance to vote for him. Now, while this is happening, the president today was in the Oval Office. And when the president was in the Oval Office, he literally couldn't raise his head. His eyes were closed. It was like he was going in and out of consciousness. I'm not exaggerating when I say this. I'm going to play for you a clip where Biden is delivering an incoherent, mumbling speech about bringing Israelis and Palestinians together as he's meeting with the Israeli president at the White House in the Oval Office. Now, listen carefully, because the president literally is making no sense in these comments.
And we brought Israelis and Palestinians together at a political level in the and Polish Shrine. Yes. And as I affirmed to Prime Minister.
I have no idea what he's saying. He has no idea what he's saying. The president of Israel looking at the room, looking at the staffers like, is he okay? The president's chin is down on his neck. His eyes are closed. And he is mumbling there in incoherent thoughts.
And
that is incoherent thoughts from the president of the United States of America mumbling incoherently at the White House today in the Oval Office. Does it sound like this man is in charge? No. Does it sound like this man knows what's going on? No. It sounds like this guy has absolutely no idea what's going on. Joe Biden also at the end looks around and does a weird like facial look when he's trying to end everything with the Israeli president. Listen to this end.
Thank you for your friendship, and a lot to talk about. Thank you all very much.
The yelling there, it made it look like it almost scared him. Like, oh my gosh, what are they doing? The press does this with the president all the time. Something's wrong with the president of the United States of America. And I think the media and the Democrats know it. They're seeing it. And that's exactly why they're now indicting Donald Trump yet again. CNN's John King said this about the president, this indictment of Donald Trump today. Listen carefully of what he had to say about Jack Smith and what could be behind some of this.
Right. If, as anticipated, now that the former president has received this target letter, we get an indictment as we did after he got the target letter in the classified documents case, we will see the case Jack Smith is trying to make. But I think you do make a fundamental point. This is about a sitting president of the United States trying to steal an election, trying to stay in power after he knew he lost. We will see the particulars, what criminal charges they think they can make from that. But this is about a conspiracy led by the president of the United States and now an active candidacy to get that job back, to subvert the most fundamental principle of why we're all here, the American democracy. He lost. He asked for recounts. He sued. He lost. More than 70 court cases, a half dozen states where they appealed and recounted again. He lost. And then he tried to stay in power. I'll leave it to the smart lawyers and the investigators about the criminality, what cases you can charge there. But he did that in front of our public eyes. Mm-hmm. He had his people doing things, saying things in public that were simply not true. He brought people together all the way up from before the election. That's the interesting part to me. And while I'm fascinated to see what the special counsel brings forward, understandably, you focus on January 6th because of the violence that day, because it played out again, an attempted coup right before our eyes. But the case they are trying to make.
Hold on. I got to ask John King this. And I worked with him for 7 years at CNN. And this is the part of the propaganda at CNN that drives me insane. You're not going to talk about the attempted coup, that it was a real attempted coup by the FBI when they knew that the Russian collusion was a lie, when the FBI and the DOJ knew that Russian collusion was not accurate or real or truthful. And what happened? You guys allowed for that information to be used to impeach the president of the United States of America, not once but twice. When Hillary Clinton and the DNC paid for that Steele dossier and the FBI had categorized it as a fraud and said it was user generated, meaning the people that made it and brought it to them are the ones that created it out of thin air, and you did nothing on this? Like, come on, are you kidding me?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Let me also tell you about our friends at Augusta Precious Metals. Have you been saving a long time for retirement? Well, if you have, you've probably been really stressed out over the last year with interest rates have been skyrocketing, inflation issues, bank failures, and people that have actually lost some money in their retirement accounts. If you aren't invested and diversified in gold, you should check out Augusta Precious Metals. Augusta Precious Metals, they're just different. They'll even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you the facts about gold and precious metals. It's all about protecting your IRA and protecting your 401k in this crazy economy. And it's so important if you're in retirement or close to retirement, because there's no time to make up losses. Now, if you've had those losses, you know what I'm talking about. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, take a look at their free guide that they'll send you
And they'll do a one-on-one conference with you to talk about your financial portfolio. Both are filled with economic insights, and their Gold IRA info will give you peace of mind of knowing that, hey, you can protect your hard-earned dollars. 877, the number 4, Gold IRA. That's 877, the number 4, Gold IRA. Or visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com or 877, the number 4, Gold IRA. And so you have to ask yourself this question, why now? Why is Jack Smith sending this letter on a Sunday night right now? I can answer that question. It is because this week, the whistleblowers are coming forward. It's because, and the fact that they gave Donald Trump 4 days to respond, saying you better come in and talk to the grand jury. They did that because they want to indict him very soon. And they want to take all the wind out of the sail of the whistleblowers and the corruption of the Biden crime family. That's why they're acting this way. That is why they're doing it this way. Now, there's also something else that you need to know. And that is James Comer has come out and said this week is one hell of a week. And here's why. Biden owned over 20 shell companies, we learned today, to hide payments and launder money. That is the new accusation from James Comer. The Biden family, he is now reporting, opened more than 20 different shell companies to hide all of their different payments and to launder all of their money because that's how much cash was coming in. After reviewing new suspicious activity reports at the Treasury and subpoenaing banks and individuals, Comer has now come out and said that the Biden family created more than 20 entities to accept, to forward, and to collect payments from a wide range of business associates around the world. Quote, we found all of these shell companies that make absolutely no sense, Comer told Fox News. I don't believe they have paid a penny of revenue, a penny of taxes, and most of the millions of dollars they receive from our adversaries are from around the world. In March, the committee revealed, by the way, that the Biden family business over the course of several years received more than $10 million from business schemes in Romania and China in return for what clearly seems to be influence peddling at the highest level. For instance, Comer says, SARS, the suspicious activity reports obtained by the committee, have confirmed a Biden associate, Rob Walker, received $3 million in a wire transfer from the communist Chinese energy company, CEFE. What happened when the money hit that account? In turn, four Biden family members, Hunter Biden, confirmed, James Biden, confirmed, Hallie Biden, confirmed, and an unidentified Biden, quote unquote, received a collective $1.3 million cut from that $3 million wire transfer. We know that is fact. That's a lot of money. We also know that the Biden family businesses received a total of $5.1 million within days of Hunter Biden's message to the CEFE chairman through multiple accounts, several different LLCs, including Owasco and Hudson West LLC. How do they list this on their taxes? Comer questioned. Is it a service that they provided? I think it's pretty clear this is money laundering. Moving forward, this week, Comer's committee is set to begin deposing Biden family member associates. Comer said in early July that Devin Archer, one of Hunter Biden's top associates, will be the first member deposed to unravel the family's international business schemes. Devin Archer, let me remind you, was Hunter Biden's best friend in business, quote unquote. That's his words. And got in legal trouble in 2022 after defrauding a Native American tribal entity. How bad was it? The court ordered Devin Archer to pay a $43,954,416.75 judgment to the victims prior to his arrest. Archer served in 2014 with Hunter Biden on the board of Burisma, the Ukrainian-based energy company.
whose executive allegedly bribed Hunter and Joe Biden with $5 million each. Comer said the future depositions will be bolstered by Wednesday's public testimony of IRS whistleblowers who revealed at least 13 serious allegations against Hunter Biden, the Justice Department, as well as President Joe Biden. So these IRS whistleblowers are going to reveal at least 13 serious crimes, serious allegations, including many allegations that go directly against the President of the United States of America. So let's just hit pause there and now take a deep breath, and I want you to think about it. Why do you think they just sent a target letter on a Sunday night to Donald Trump? Could it possibly be because they needed an alibi to not cover this story that I just told you about? Could it be that they understood how important it was? How important that it was? And it's extremely important, apparently. It's very important that they cover up all of this by now saying, well, we got you covered. We've got indictment, another indictment of the President of the United States of America, Donald Trump. The same week that this is all going to hit, we're going to send a target letter on a Sunday night to Donald Trump so that you guys in the media can cover that instead of this. That's the reality of the situation here. That is the reality of all of this. And that's exactly why they're doing it. Now, if you're in politics, especially if you are the top Republican who is the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, and you're watching all this play out because your Republicans are going to be doing these big tell-alls this week on the Biden crime family, how angry do you think you are that this letter comes out? Take a listen to what Kevin McCarthy had to say about the Trump target letter and the politics behind it.
Well, I guess under a Biden administration, Biden America, you'd expect this. If you notice recently, President Trump went up in the polls and was actually surpassing President Biden for re-election. So what do they do now? Weaponize government to go after their number one opponent. It's time and time again. I think the American public is tired of this. They want to see equal justice. And the idea that they utilize this to go after those who politically disagree with them is wrong.
He's absolutely right. But if you're in the media, all you care about is going out there and beating that Trump drum that he should be in jail. The View, that's all they did this morning. Donald Trump should be in prison. Donald Trump should be in jail. Whoopi Goldberg said this.
Up there that has all this on their plate is ridiculous.
You know what's bothering me more? I'm sorry about all of this. You know the young person that the young man they got for espionage recently?
Yes, yeah.
Do you know that he's demanding to be treated exactly the same way as Trump was? He wants to be, he wants to be able to go home and do everything. And that's the thing for me that is most egregious. Nobody goes home.
And no one should be above
the law. Nobody is above the law. You should not be walking. You should actually be in the building that has the bars on it. Both of you. You know, because you took documents and gave them to other people. They don't let folks walk around. But suddenly now we have that exception to the rule. And this is the dangerous part of
By the way, I'm pretty sure that there's a special counsel that is investigating documents that were classified that were taken by the President of the United States of America. So if you use her logic that you are guilty until proven innocent, which is something they would, I think, love to do on a regular basis. I think they think that's an amazing idea, right? Let's just go guilty until proven innocent. She believes that everybody that's accused of anything should be locked up. Okay, well then Hunter Biden should be locked up. James Biden should be locked up. The President of the United States of America should be locked up if we use this logic. But they don't mention any of that. They don't mention the fact that the sitting President of the United States of America had classified documents dating all the way back to when he was in the Senate 40 years ago. They don't mention the fact that he's not locked up for that. No, because they want to normalize locking up your political opponents. That's what this is really all about. You need to lock up your political opponents and talk about it and normalize it and just go for it.
Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Patriot Mobile. They are now offering a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks, the same network and towers you're using right now. The difference is not only do you get the same great quality that you're used to, but they actually are a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. So this year, resolve to stop spending your money with companies that don't align with your values. In fact, actually fight against what you believe in. Switch to Patriot Mobile. You'll be supporting First and Second Amendment groups, the rights of unborn children, and even helping with adoptions. It is easy to switch. Call them right now or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. You're going to get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. That's 878-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. I have to go back to the timing of this, okay? This was all decided because of what is going to happen this week in the House. You have these whistleblowers that are going to testify. Raymond Arroyo said this on Fox News, and he's totally correct.
Whistleblowers will testify before the House Oversight Committee tomorrow, and one of the witnesses is Supervisory Agent Gary Shapley. We've come to know him in recent days. The other has simply been called Mr. X. We're told he will reveal his identity publicly for the first time. Both of those agents claim the DOJ gave Hunter Biden special treatment. Mr. X also says he was not present at the October 2022 meeting where Shapley said U.S. Attorney David Weiss claimed he was not in control of the Hunter Biden investigation. That makes it Shapley's word against David Weiss's. And Weiss has denied it. Raymond Arroyo, Fox News contributor. All right, a reaction to all of that, Raymond, and it's all heading into a big showdown tomorrow.
You bet. And look, Harris, what we're seeing, and it's interesting when you see this news coupled with the story you just reported with the DOJ targeting Donald Trump. What we're seeing, sadly, is these government institutions, the DOJ in this case, being used, weaponized against a political particular opponent or party. I don't care what ideology you are, whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent, every American should be decrying what we're seeing here, what's coming out of this oversight committee, because it's a pattern, Harris. It's a pattern of the government. In this case, FBI agents told, stand down, wait. IRS agents waiting outside of Hunter Biden's house and told, don't go in. You can't go in if this whistleblower is to be believed. And now we have a second whistleblower confirming that. In fact, they brought in a supervisor from the office in Delaware who also confirmed this testimony. What we're seeing here is deeply troubling. And everybody should be united in ferreting out this corruption, stopping its politicization, and ending this endless media-generated and DOJ-generated fear-mongering against certain candidates to protect corruption on one hand and target opponents on the other. None of this should be going on. This is not how justice operates. She should be blind, whether your name is Trump or your name is Biden. It should be blind. The statutes need to be executed. That's all people are looking for.
Yeah.
The American people should be decrying actions from the DOJ. I agree, because if they'll do this to Donald Trump, they'll do it to you. And if they will use indictments like this for political reasons, and that's what this is, right? Okay, you got to do it this week. Why? Because we're going to get some really bad news from some whistleblowers that are going to make people look really, really bad. You know, there was some anti-Israel rhetoric that came out also in the last several hours as the president of Israel is meeting with the president of the United States of America. And some of that anti-Israel rhetoric is horrific. Democratic representative Jayapal Paul attempted to appease so-called Free Palestine protesters after they hijacked a hardcore leftist conference. And I want you to hear what she had to say about Israel. And the reason why is because I think she's saying, okay, I can be a distraction. I can also say what I believe at the same time. And then this will change the narrative from the whistleblowers. They can come after me and saying I'm anti-Semitic. And by the way, I think she's fine with that. But this is what she said at a conference. And make no mistake, this wasn't by accident. This was clearly done deliberately on purpose to make headlines.
I'll just leave. Maybe I should just walk off.
Guys, can I say something? Can I say something as somebody that's been in the streets and has participated in a lot of demonstrations? I think I want you to know that we have been fighting to make it clear that Israel is a racist state, that the Palestinian people deserve self-determination and autonomy, that the dream of a two-state solution is slipping away from us, that it does not even feel possible. And I want you to know that while you may have arguments with whether or not some of us on stage are fighting hard enough, I do want you to know that there is an organized opposition on the other side, and it isn't the people that are on this stage.
This is a woman that obviously hates Israel, but you have an official member of the Democratic Party in Congress who just called Israel a racist country, a racist state, a bigoted state. She just did what you do not do. And she's clearly standing with the terrorists. She said it's clear, her exact words, we have been fighting to make it clear that Israel is a racist state. Well, because they don't like Hamas and Hezbollah lobbing rockets into their area, into their country, and killing innocent men, women, and children? This is your Democratic Party now. Israel is racist. Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Palestinians, which kill people on a regular basis and go after people that are Jewish just because they are Jewish, they are some of the worst leaders in the world. They're saying, no, stand with them, they're the best. Stand with them because they're amazing. Stand with them because we love them. Stand with them because we think they do great things. Stand with them because they are phenomenal. That's what they're saying here. Now, did they do this? Did they say this? Did she say this because she's trying to make you look the other way? There is a chance. Or it could just be that she says, you know what? I love saying this because I think it's real. I believe that she is a bigot. I believe that she is an anti-Semite through her own words, based on her own statements. I believe that through and through. But this week is all about distractions no matter what. Distract, 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 distract. That's what this is. And you better distract and keep distracting and keep pushing with distractions and just keep going, just keep going, just keep going, just keep going, just keep going. Distract, distract, distract. That's what they're doing now. That is the entire ball game now. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends. Okay? That's an important one. Everyone needs to hear this. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.